Okay, which two parishes meet at Pico Tenerife?
Pico Tenerife. Which two parishes? I'm stalling, Doc. Ah, somebody's calling. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. I have a guess in mind, but we'll see what they say. Very good evening to you.
Good evening.
Yes, please.
I'm not sure. Is this St. Philip and Christ Church?
St. Philip and Christ Church, Doc.
No, those aren't correct answers. Try again.
I didn't think so either. You want to try again, caller?
Yes, I will.
All right, she's going to try again, but she's going to do it on another occasion. Let's try this one. Very good evening.
St. Peter and St. Andrew.
St. Peter and St. Andrew, Doc.
That is correct. That is correct.
Thank you kindly.
Pico Tenerife, the parishes of St. Peter and St. Andrew meet at Pico Tenerife.
Okay.
You want to stay on the line for the next question?
Very good, very good.
All right.
Or not.
She's willing to stay on the line for the next question.
Next question. All right. There are several bays on the island. I want you to give me the name of two of these bays and the parishes in which they're located.
Two bays?
Yes, two bays.
Bays, as in B-A-Y. Mm-hmm.
Bay
line.
And B-A-B.
Love it. Not technically, she is correct because she's... Well, Bayland and
okay.
Bayfield. Well, I'll tell you what, caller. Forgive me for laughing so loudly, but what she's referring to, I'm quite sure she is referring to bays as in the sea, a bay along the coast.
Okay, but
yes.
She got to mess herself more.
Yes, I agree with you. I'm with you on that.
Ask the question again.
Right. So let me give you an example.
But the question is,
go ahead,
there are two. There are several bays. There are several bays on the island. Please give the name of two of those bays and the parishes in which they're located. I can't give it to you any other way.
Two bays?
Yes.
Bays. The names of these places have something and bay. Something and bay.
If you can't think of it, don't...
Bottom bay and long bay.
Okay, and where are they?
St. Philip.
She said St. Philip.
I will.
You'll accept those?
I will give you that. I will give you that.
Well, I'll tell you for that question. Thank you, kindly caller. That was very kind of you to stay on the line and answer that one, all right?
Yes, thank you very much. What were you thinking, Grayston?
Now, as soon as you're talking about bay, I think about St. Lucie. So you got all the bays down there, Cove Bay, River Bay, you name it. They got them down there. Archers or what it's called. Archers Bay or something. Whatever it is, you think of...
And then the other set are on the eastern side of the island, Fowl Bay.
Right, which is in St. Philip. Like
Concept Bay.
Right, St. John. Mm-hmm. And I must tell you, Doc, right. Though, all six lines were lit when that question was asked. So apparently everybody knew that one.
Okay. Let's see, where are we going to go now? This one is an easy one. In which parish will you find a signal station?
All right, our caller is gone. I'll wait. Aha, we got another caller. Let's try this one.
Good evening, how are you?
Yes, please. Good evening. Did you hear the question?
Yes, please. Let's try.
Go right ahead.
Go ahead.
Raggy Point.
Signal station.
I think it's the lighthouse that's at Raggy Point.
That's the lighthouse of that regular part, yes.
Right, so we're looking for a signal station.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to give it away. It's white and it has a red ball.
You still can't guess it?
The observatory.
No.
No.
Sorry. That's all right.
All right, but try again.
All right, we got a lot of callers on that one, so that seems to be an easy one. So let's go here. That one is gone. Let's try this one. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Gun Hill Signal Station is in George.
Yes, that is correct.
Good.
Well done.
Thank you,
ma'am. All right.
Okay, and here we go. Another easy question. Mm-hmm. What is the name of the windmill in St. Andrew?
Hello, good evening.
Morgan Lewis.
Right off
yes,
the bat.
That is correct.
Right off
yes.
the bat. Right. Thank you kindly, caller. That's
all right, we're going down the road. Let's go.
Only
number 20.
One still standing.
What is the public health significance of the Lazaretto? What is the public health significance of the Lazaretto?
All right, somebody's going to help me on that one. Very good evening to you. Guess not. Let's try this one. Very good evening to you.
Yes, please. The Lazaretto.
Yes.
That was where the people with leprosy were quarantined.
That is correct.
She's smiling, clapping her hand. Caller?
Yes, please.
I honestly didn't know that.
Okay,
so I got, yes, I gotta thank you for that, because then she would have laughed at me and said she got one over on us, but so far we are holding our own.
The Andrew people got it together.
Ah, I love it.
Right.
Thank you kindly, sir.
Okay,
take care. All right, Doc, I didn't know that one, so I'm glad the gentleman answered that. So let's see if we can try and get another question in.
All right, let's see. Question number 21.
Sorry for interrupting again. Please give us the answer again, please, for the question you just asked.
The one, the Lazaretto,
yes,
is Black Rock, St. Michael, going past the gas station at the bottom of
Right.
Hill.
You asked
north.
What was the significance, I think.
What was the public health significance? Right. That's where they used to quarantine those persons who had leprosy.
Leprosy, okay. All right.
All right, so here we go. We are doing well. Finish this proverb. That's the first part. And the second part is apply it to one chronic disease. I want you to finish the proverb, and then I want you to apply it to a chronic disease. What sweet, I'm not a Bajan per se, you know, what is sweeter goat milk? And finish it off for me. What is sweeter goat milk?
You want me to do it, or you want somebody? Let's call her. Ah, we got
a
caller.
Well, let's see.
We got a caller. We got two callers, so let's try this one and see what happens. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, please.
Burn his tail. What sweet and goat mouth? Burn his tail.
Well, we'll use tail since this is public radio, yes. And I want you to apply that to a chronic disease of your choice.
Diabetes.
Okay, go ahead. How would you apply that to diabetes?
Not sure.
You want me to help you out?
You could.
Well, I was going to say before you answer, Doc, what's sweet in the goat mouth, sour in the bam bam? I think that's what they say.
Yeah, there are quite a few variations.
Right. And with respect, I actually thought about diabetes when you asked the question as well. And in terms of applying it to diabetes, you get and enjoy all the sweetness, whether it's sweet, actually sweet, or all the good foods, what we call good foods. But in the end, all of them not very good for you, because it might have some consequences that you might not have thought about, and therefore can cause some sort of grief later on. That is what I was going to tell you.
Oh, Gracie, you went to school long for good reason.
I'm going to pull like a helmet on you. I don't want to hear you.
Conquer.
Thank you, kindly caller. She's trying to make me feel badly.
All right.
But we got it, caller. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Sometimes, Doc, I went there sometimes.
So I want the next caller to use this word in a sentence. Cat spraddle.
All right. That one should be easy for the next caller. We had about all of 5 lines just now ringing. Now we've got one. So let's go here. Very good evening.
Everything fall down. Everything knock out. Everything tumble down.
All right, I want you to use
everything
it in a sentence.
Spraddle. Pardon me?
She wants you to give
it
you
in a sentence.
Oh, I was packing up some packages, and when I got to the top, everything just went cat spraddle.
Thank you very much. Cat spraddle. Everything just went everywhere, all over the place.
Thank you, Kylie.
And you usually think about it when someone falls, you know, when some person falls in a very embarrassing situation, you know, you're walking up Broad Street, your heel come off and you just cat spraddle.
I don't want you to know, when we do laugh at stuff like that, we don't mean to be mean when we laugh. It's just a spur of the moment thing. My sister told me a story with her. She was getting out of the car or something like that, and then she was just walking on the pavement, and then all of a sudden, in front of people, what had her annoyed was that she couldn't follow when there was nobody around, but she fell over.
Never.
She felt over, there was a host of people there. She felt so embarrassed. Anyhow, but they didn't laugh at her, according to her. I would have, but anyway. Go ahead, dog.
The true nature. All right, so one more to use in a sentence. We're going to use Wolos in a sentence.
All right, let's see if we can get a caller to answer that question. Ah, there we go. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, please. You want to try your hand?
Yes, please.
Go right ahead, please.
Wolos, Mavis, that's you? I know you get so young.
Doc is laughing and smiling, so I guess she approves.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Yes, because it sounded so major. Wolos! Absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for trying and doing so well.
You're welcome.
She used a major name, Mavis. That we...
Yes.
Mavis.
I didn't know that is you. All right, here we go. Question number 24. Who wrote the words to the national anthem? Who wrote the words to the national anthem?
We've got a caller on the line.
I was calling to answer the one, but we're lost.
We're lost. You get this question, though.
Oh gosh, who wrote the words? Is it Edwards? No, or was that Lester Vaughan? Am I mixing up my two?
You're mixing up three.
Three. Oh, there you go. I gone.
Don't worry. We've got backup, ma'am. We've got four callers here waiting to help you out. So don't worry about it. All right, you stand by. Thanks a lot, huh? All right, let's try this one and see if they can help us out. Good evening.
My better is better than yours.
Okay. Yes, I see you gapping there, but it's very good. Congrats.
Hello.
Hi, good evening.
Yes, please. We can hear a lot of noise in the background. We wonder who you were talking to, but go ahead.
That's good. So I guess you heard about our friend Anne, right?
Hello?
Oh, I remember.
Yes, Ben, we were there last year, yeah.
Ma'am, can you hear me?
Anyhow, okay.
All right, we're going to have to move on from this line because I don't know what we're hearing in the background there. I heard the lady before, but I don't hear her now. So let's take this one out and go to another one. Very good evening to you.
Good evening.
Yes, please. Help us out here, please.
It's Grantley Prescott.
No, he didn't write the words to the anthem. You got a name for one of the... Pardon?
She's giving you another name.
Irvin Burgee.
Yes, that is correct. Irvin Burgee wrote the words to the national anthem.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, and please feel free to call back. All right, so the next question, it follows. Who wrote the music to the national anthem?
Very good evening to you. Hello. Hello. Very good evening to you. All right, that one is gone. Let's try this one. Very good evening. Hello. All right, I can hear the noise in the background, but what is answering? So let's try this one. A very good evening to you. Can you help us here?
Good evening.
Yes, ma'am.
Roland Edwards.
Yes, who? Good evening. Yes, that's correct. C. Van Roland Edwards.
Yes, thank you.
Next time, tell the doctor to bring something harder. I'm just kidding.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. All right, we're doing pretty okay.
Question 26.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, question 26. Who wrote the National Pledge?
Mm. Let's try this one. Very good evening to you.
That was Mr. Edwards.
Who wrote the National Pledge? That's the question.
Edwards. That's Edwards.
No. He did the music to the anthem, Roland Edwards. Who wrote the pledge?
That was our Irvin Burgee.
No, he wrote the words to the anthem. So you've gotten rid of two, so you have two left. There is a secondary school in St. Thomas named after him.
That was a big hint.
Lester Vaughan?
There you go.
Lester Vaughn, that is correct. And since I had to give you a hint, you will get the next question. Please repeat the national pledge.
My friend, let me just do something very quickly. I hope you get this, because if you don't, she coming to me, and that means doors can look bad. So you you gonna get it.
Pass that to Grace.
Though. No. All right, you pass it to me. You got two callers. You'll pass it to them. How about that? You're passing it on? All right, she's going to pass it on. So let's go to this next caller here. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Randy, please.
Prescott.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
No, we got the correct answer. The correct answer is Lester Vaughn, but we're on to the next part, which is repeat the national pledge.
Oh, repeat it.
Cakewalk, right?
I pledge allegiance to my country, Barbados, and to my flag, to uphold and defend their honor, and to do credit wherever I go. Is that it?
You missed something in the last line.
Do it again for her.
I pledge allegiance to my country, Barbados, and to my flag, to uphold and defend their honor, and by my living, to do credit to the nation wherever I go. That's it.
Okay, and by my living, to do credit to my nation wherever I go.
Right.
Thank you, kindly caller. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, who is going to be the next brave soul? Please repeat the last two lines of the chorus of the national anthem.